Blog Talk Radio.
Behind every beating heart, there's a story. And everyone has a story to tell, but no one can tell your story better than you. So never forget your struggle, because you'll lose your direction. Never forget your struggle, always strive for perfection. Life is an ongoing lesson. Every tragedy has its blessing, so stop stressing. God wouldn't have brought you to it if he couldn't get you through it. So your purpose in life, continue to pursue it. Where your future takes you depends on the choices that you make. You have the strength to control your own fate, so never live your life on a maybe. And don't allow others' negative perception of you define and decide your own destiny. Just live free. We can do the things we want if we just try, so stop wondering to yourself why and look to the sky and begin to fly. To reach your goal, you have to have the heart of a lion. Strive to keep pushing, don't quit, just keep trying. Your expectations of your purpose you should want to meet, so never stand by anyone who clearly tries to cut success from under your feet. And don't be so content to stand in the sand by the seashore when there's an entire body of ocean that's ready for you to explore. So don't get down about your past. Even flowers need dirt to grow for the ability to last. These words are small in this book that I write in, but the outlook they give speaks big on life. And I don't expect those to understand my journey who has never walked my path. My ambition to succeed is through this pen, so you will feel my wrath. So I voice my heart into these words and verses. I'm a lyrical blessing. I'm a poet with a purpose, touching lives through what I speak, because what I speak can strengthen you if you are weak. Poetic therapy.
When I wake up, no makeup, half naked, I feel like I'm the shit. Pardon my language, but hang-ups do not define the kid. No, I'm not flawless, I'm scarred up and I'm fine with it. My body are the laundry list of all of life's unkindnesses. But I still sip tea, enchant ohm, and live free. Cause hardships and heartbreaks turn to rap epiphanies. And mom told me, stay woke, cause all gold ain't glistening. Choose your words wisely, cause all knowing's listening. But no worries, I'm Gucci, my thighs are a little juicy. My dialogue, little awkward, my idols still move me. My life is a movie, like Raheem and Mookie. I'm just trying do the right thing, hope that it improves me. My bamboos are costumed to me. You'll be soon accustomed to me. This tomorrow I got royal hemoglobin coursing through me. And my strength is now inhuman. I get that straight from my homie. Signed in silver mouth, the grill of yours and truly.
You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better
I was in that mirror like 4 or 5 times a week on my mind. I be reciting affirmations like holy writing. I still don't know everything, but I guess confessions from 8x11s and studio sessions seem like it's only right. And trust me, this my therapy, fuck your couch. Finna murk all these Murphy types, funny style, let me shut your mouth. Touch me, I'm slaughtering crews, squads, goons, teams. The queen is coming to rule your region, coming for all of your asses, plus your house. I ain't always have it in me, no tolerance for pretending. I was 14 years old, forcing pills down my throat, so my baby fat diminished. Still got these scars from cutting my wrist when I thought that life was finished. Now they remind me what my lows look like, now I know the sky's the limit. Okay, never claim to be perfect, that's an impossible dream. I'm just saying that I'm worth it, that's the responsible thing. Spend half my life trying to find my life from outside sources. Why the only voice that mattered came from me?
You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better
rock away, she took a aggressive, that's too masculine. And her content a little too obsessive, just relax a bit. She says she guy that's narcissistic, just the fact of it. Nah, I don't really F with female rappers, that's just sacrilege. Glad I learned early not to internalize every ink up. Daddy told me with every opinion there comes a sphincter. And they would rather see them thoughts than popularize a thinker. Why them lying archetypes is chasing cat, I'm trying to sphinx her. Rap barrels can caramello, apparel mainly vintage. Merrill composer, warrior, so every verse became a vengeance. Went through too much hair to not be fine, but they still feigning ignorance. So now I came to click my just do with remaining interest. Baby, I'm a star without the flash, fame of Fenty. Came out the doctor up the entire game upon my entry. Kept it 100, messed around and gained another century in this. Now I'm aiming to pop off till my mental chamber's empty. I'm unbothered, your standards is irrelevant. I might F around and rock a body, all this for the hell of it. They've been trying to martyr me for ages cause my melanin. So now I'm soaking UV rays with sugar slathered on my adamant. My dude, I'm magic, my gang is got it, my mood is savage, that gang is kind of my mood. And mountains, my brains astonishing, days the sinus like rain and comets, they blazing. Trails through planets all hailed, it's kind of amazing. That's right, we'll call it self-love. Discovered I was dope and indulged like I'm Skeltrun. And you could call me arrogant and that's gonna help, love. But if you trying to knock me down, your demolition fell, bruh, fell, bruh, fell, bruh, fell.
You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart. Don't let up, cause you're so damn fine just the way you are. Better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart. Don't let up, cause you're so damn fine just the way you are.
I had a therapist tell me once, it was ironic how much love I gave out, cause I didn't give much to myself. She laughed, like self-love was a sick joke. I chuckled, then cried at home. I had someone tell me once I could not love anyone else until I learned to love myself. This time I got to laugh. This time the sick joke was mine. It was me. Might as well wait forever. I remember hating myself at the age of 7. Journals filled to the brim with criticisms by 8. I had enough pages to stitch them into wings, to fly close enough to the sun to see my tears turn to steam, felt the wax burn on my shoulders and mold into thick skin. I was 9 when I wanted to die. 13 when I found a solution, figured if I could cut my legs enough, gravity would let me go. When it didn't, I tied a pillowcase around my neck, twisting like the rope swings I knew so well from childhood. Heard my heartbeat pound in my ears like a warning drum, then fade. I'd almost convinced myself I'd done it. When I started writing, I smeared my blood on every page. To remind myself that everything beautiful has a consequence. I'd hoped to stall the clouding long enough to give myself to the craft and let myself go. I have died so many times. So when I told you that loving you almost makes life worth it, I was not joking. When I tell you that loving you almost makes me forget how much I hate myself, it is not poetry. Loving you is taking all the love I could never give myself and putting it to good use. It is reminding myself that if someone can love a dying thing this way, can hold the Lazarus of my body and give thanks for the weight it holds back, if someone can kiss the scars, administer the pills, absorb the bad days, and wake up smiling next to me, then I can try to breathe again. Because self-love does not always come first, or second, or even ever. But your love be the guardrail on the ledge, be the drawers that hide all the sharp things, be the body that carries my collapsed frame into bed, be the flowers you bought, because even though they are dying too, they still dance. Love will not heal me, will not wipe my slate of a body clean. I will always be a woman of wounds, of rope-marked neck and melted skin. Love will not heal me, but it will hold my hand if I ever heal myself. And maybe teach me a joke that I can stay alive long enough to laugh at, I love you enough to want to love myself too.
Flipping words since the sheets were fairly odd. Parents, they may add a courage to compete until they silent. We supposed to be a family tree with a mason jar, stuffing everybody's into one. But I hate Godard, P with elementary. Saw me with Dijani with my rapping books. Thought there was room for another nigga. How you get it back, young fella? Farrakhan me, I'm trying to get a peace of mind and some weed and tonic. A pair of Gucci loafers and a pink mink for my mama. Listen to the ignorance I spit, I spit, I spit.
Where you at, young brother? Where you at? Yeah, I feel you trying to clean and the energy is whack. I ain't trying to be your daddy, I'm just trying to see the plaque shine just like mine, so you take my Windex.
Stop fronting.
You spit, you spit, you spit, you spit, you spit.
You twisted language, bend the truth and dip. Repeat the question, who
was in my shit?
I can see my Nikes move an inch.
What you mad, cause I'm styling on you? Tear your ass out the roots, Jimmy styling on you. Hit you with the cannon, start wilding on you.
Stare at the moon and start howling on you.
Black man trying to out sharpen me.
Carver ain't a nut,
man.
Jesus did carpentry.
Who that nigga in your clique to do photography?
He the one that gave the Federale your biography.
Yeah. I'm trying to hit you so the world will never get you. And if you get through, the world will never forget you.
Do not make it an issue, be authentic, official.
Make a wave and it ripples, they gon' know your initials.
What you want, where you at, where you at? What you want, where you at, where you at? You looking for me? The biggest that beat it, the bust of a block, they clip up quick enough to
stop
the beat.
Front. Yo, Amir, you can't handle having bars for these niggas alarming and guarding the shit that you keep starting, pretending to be a bad cop. Give a drop, most of these niggas pretend to be dentists. I get it flossing often, original stuff for the backdrop. With the backdrop, let me tell you mine, PG County, I'm the mascot. Cousin NC Pleasant with a gun by the ascot. Turning out the boulevard, mama took a cash out. Went to LA Unified with my ass out. Petty at the private school till
the bitches kick me out.
46 feet ball boy got me high as fuck, rolling up the chemo, I soak it by the fire alarm. Now I'm here with a Disney Channel shirt and a beauty on my arm with Elon for the merch. Speaking up at Tibby Elementary to purpose,
like listen to the ignorance I spit, I spit, I spit.
What you want, where you at, where you at? What you want, where you at, where you at? You looking for me, I top the biggest of the best.
Yeah. satisfied.
What's up with you?
We're on the air.
Rob.
Stand by.
Rob, do you hear echo?
Yo, what's going on? Welcome. It's time for Poetic Therapy, live on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. I am Rob, the djembe poet, and I will be joining with my co-host, the beautiful, lovely La Perla Negra. The telephone number to call is 319-527-6300. That's 319-527-6300. And if you want to get on and get involved and stretch yourself and feel whatever's on your mind, please press 1. So we're going to go ahead and get it started. We have La Perla. Are you there, Queen? Are you there?
I'm here, and I appreciate you.
can you hear me?
You,
girl. Yeah, I can hear you. You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm multitasking, but I'm here. I'm trying to work it out. This little bus budget is being difficult right now. So I'm going to have to ask you, could you hand some switchboards tonight for me? Because
yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to do this tonight. This little boy is just,
well,
I don't know what's going on.
It is what it is. You know, you got to handle the grandbabies and, you know, do what you got to do. But so it's good to, so what's going on besides the baby?
It's all good. You know, I got my poetry as always. You know, I crochet, and I'm working on several different projects there as well. You know, and life's good aside from that. How are you doing? How's things going for you?
Well, I'm here, and I am so excited to be here to feel the vibe and take your socks off, and we're going to do the damn thing.
I know that's right.
You know? So you're going to go ahead and start it off first. So what you got for us, Queen?
All right. Let me go to my piece, see if this little boy will let me read it for you. This is untitled. It's something I wrote the other night. Okay, here goes. I laid my love as a canvas, paintbrush and all. I knew that I was the art. But he made me feel like loving me is a losing game, and his vision turns dark. So I walked away keeping what remains of my love, my sanity, and my heart. My stretch marks tell a story of an abstract art. So I tell you this, it's because I know you. I know that your interpretation is selfless when we are together, and I trust you enough to allow you in close enough to read them. Because I know that you understand that my sex is worship, and you won't abuse it. If I tell you this, it's because I feel my heart is safe with you, and my peace won't be broken by the shattered pieces of my broken heart. If I tell you this when we're together, it's because you have given me the sun, and the rays of my soul exude are an extension of your spirit connected with mine. So if I tell you all of this, just know that I'll never once trip after I meet you. But I fall at you, and that's at peace.
Yeah. are going to rock it next month in front of your whole Philly fans. You're going to use your Philly vernacular. You know you're going to rock that jaw.
Well, you know thank you for that. I appreciate that. Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. Wow. I'm sure that our callers, our listeners are anxious to hear what you brought for us to listen to tonight.
Yeah, actually, I've written a couple of pieces, and they're not completed yet, but this one is, I believe. This is called Weariness.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Weary, flowing silence, thus unconditioned, recollections, painful yet resilient, combat through chance of water on soil, saying hello to the congregation on altars, gawking sunrise over desert terrain, behind stained windows, upon generational achievements and curses left for the unborn, asking myself, did I make it? Different? Did I escape? Are different? Can we, or can I, set the record straight? As an inevitable approaches, interior battles where prisoners aren't taken, rising exuberance, enticing convictions to smile finally, elders permitting me to shine at their discretion, every essence I embrace, my family, my ancestors live within, confined no longer in corners, captive to a captive audience, giving unsolicited takes about discomfort they find in my journey, but I cease to appease their fear and ignorance as I continue to excel, roused by drum breaks and dances draped in waist beads and black pearls, moving seductively in my mind to feel the power of this release. Pure climax, jubilantly letting go, a great warrior no longer weary, recognizing his weakness, is to build his strength and in peace.
Wow. That was so, wow. Oh, man. No, I listened to, I listen to a lot of your pieces that you've been doing, and I mean, lately, it just, you make such profound statements in your pieces about what's going on, and I really, really, I appreciate that. Really, really do. That was a dope piece. Thank you for that.
Thank you. You know, actually, this, from what I've read, I think I still have a few more stances to bring down, but so far it's good. But yeah, I try to, more personal testimony than anything. So that's what I use. Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of us give a very personal testimony in our piece. That's what I believe that's what poetry is, because it all pretty much comes from the heart. Well, most of it anyway. You know. Something inspires us to write, and because it touches us one way or another, but it all does come from the heart, I believe.
Absolutely. And speaking of which, we have a topic for this evening's show, and that is how your ordeals, trauma, personal pain, struggles, whatever you want to call it, affected your writing, you know. So once again, the telephone number to call is 319-527-6300. That's 319-527-6300. You're about to say something, Mala?
Say again?
Were you about to say something?
No. I'm sitting here dealing with the little hungry man here.
I hear. So you ready to go to our first session? Is open. So you ready to have our first patient?
I am. Let's open up our microphone. I think this is my diva.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get it started. Session is now open. Coming up first on the microphone, we got none other than Joe, the verbal mind dancer. Welcome to the therapy session with Rob and Danielle.
What's going on, the Perla Negra? What's going on, Rob, the Jim Bay poet? How y'all feeling?
Hey, Joe, the verbal mind dancer. What's good with you? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate it. But, you know, shout out to whoever was spinning the DJ, man. That was hot.
Yeah. I don't know, Bob. I might need you to DJ for me from here on in because you had it, man.
Much love. Good thanks. So brother, although the vintage, you mentioned it, but tell us the question, how any past experiences, struggles, ordeals affected your writing?
Oh, man, it affected greatly. I mean, you know, it can be, you know, something humorous and I'll write something funny or something tragic and I'll do that. I mean, you know, life experience, man, that you know, that's the fuel for the poor. That, you know, that's our life, you know, the blood. It's those life experiences, you know, be it traumatic or happy or, you know, whatever, man. You know, it all gals out there.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you know, birthday wishes all the time, you know.
Yeah. As if, like, you know, when you have those things, when you have those struggles, it calls you, you know, that your art form calls you. It's just like it's inevitable, you know. And it seems kind of weird, but it's like, yeah, it's just like you know that it's your talent has a purpose, and the purpose is to reflect what is transpired deep inside you, those demons, those the triumph, everything, you know. But
yeah,
it's like
absolutely
crazy. So I am not gonna even ask you if you have a piece because you know you're gonna throw down. So you do your thing, brother.
All right, bro. So here we go. So this piece is called "What's Next." Okay. Can y'all hear me? Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, cool. This piece is called "What's Next on the List." When the law is changed because of a leader's opinion, it must be proven that it's a majority decision. If 99 are all for it and one is not, those numbers can't be discarded unless the Constitution is a fraud. By the people, for the people, we the people are no longer equal. I wish I would tell my queen what to do. So, y'all know we be hand-stroking wood. Separation of church and state. Folks are sworn in, so give me a break. I don't know where you've been, but we all make mistakes. If there's no way to correct them, we will never be great. Who are these constituents your candidates represent? Is it all a scam just to get on the bench? Write to your local leaders and tell them what you want. An effort in futility. It is only prestige that sort. The right to bear arms doesn't mean short sleeves in summer. What if the court decided that you can't decide your number? Oh, brother, what have they done? They've killed the rights of a woman's life but have no issues with a gun. Some feel we should still be segregated. Will the appeal of slavery be re-legislated? What's illegal in California is a crime in another state. How can we be united when it's often dictated by race? Roe versus Wade was the law of the land. Nine people decided what was clear in hand. I'm not talking birds or two in the bush. I'm talking about free choices in a majority who could. Some say, why vote? Some say, why not? Some just say, come with me and deal with what you got. This country is tied in knots. The people don't hold the strings. It's still being run as if the British had come now. Governors rule like they're kings. Far right, far left with no middle ground. Liberals and conservatives, there's no justice to be found. Trying to live a progressive life with antiquated laws. That shit ain't profound. Forefathers with no cars then. Candles were their lights then. Women had no rights then. All ran by some white men who still hung up on white skin. And the entire country was stolen from some lies they were obviously told then. Will the Supreme Court reverse that call? I can definitely say I'm not sure, man. Two sides of the Rubik's Cube on a good day. I'm still trying to understand what they should say. Or why should they? Some are trying to say slavery didn't exist. I say they're still trying to revamp that wish. Never mind the leaders who just go along with. They'll figure some legal reason to make a precedent, an extreme limit to be sure, as we careen our ship on the shore. This woe in me stirs the poe in me, the right to choose nevermore. Born up from the Senate floor, this congressional discretion are feeding you pedophiles while your whole life's in session. Lying about a hands-off direction. They need that dough like a crackhead hole, like a sweet tooth need confections. Don't ask me why I'm upset, man. Women, everybody. You goddamn right, it's the Republican Party. And those who party with the partly hidden agenda, think about all the money that was sent there. Steady trying to eliminate welfare. All fair on the hill. Or castle if you wrestle with the obvious. I'm not oblivious to these politics. Open up if you swallow this bullshit show. Seasoned with anarchy. Man, they sure love that flow. To all the Maury Springers, the Mustang dude that was in Capone's cave. Don't forget the National Enquirer. Fake sight and reality is a part of this anomaly. They are rewriting democracy into a straight-up autonomy. They don't care about you or the fucked-up economy. Spoon-fed zombie media to aid with your lobotomy. They've done it now. They fucked up your biology. That's my piece, thank you.
Yo. You know what? You always make a harsh statement. It's the truth in your pieces, but whew. You know, you wake up with some folks with your pieces, Joe. Always. Good. Like that. That was dope. Wow.
Appreciate you, mate. Appreciate you. Thank you.
You know, and I've noticed that he does a lot of that, a lot of the things that are going on, and just really puts an eye to what's going on. Which is that what a poet is supposed to do, man. And other than that, man, you know, I want to play, you know, we talked about this before, brother. I want to play the drums to your poetry, but I'm not going to play with the djembe. I want to play with the conga. So I need to hurry up and buy you a set of congas so you can do it a la The Last Poet style.
Yeah, cool, man. We can do that.
Absolutely, man. So, yeah, that was phenomenal, brother. You know, I appreciate you coming on the chair and doing the little therapy session. Anything else, brother?
No, that's good, man. I'm just chilling, man. Just chilling, that's all.
Well, thanks for coming through, and I'm going to go ahead and put you back in. We're going to escort you back to the lounge and relax in enjoy the refreshments and hors d'oeuvres and all that good stuff, man. And we might see you later, brother.
All right, bro. I'll be around.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you.
All right.
That is Joe, the verbal mind dancer, kicking the realities, kicking on what's going on. And are you still there, my dear?
I'm trying to have a quiet conversation with this little boy here. He's smiling and laughing and jumping on me.
She having fun with Nana.
I'm looking at him and start smiling. He thinks it's conversation time.
There it is. You go ahead and have fun there, Nana. In the meantime, the telephone number to call is 319-527-6300. So we're going to go ahead to the next caller. It is your partner in the most nastiest, freakiest show in history, the Erotic Love Zone. I know he's an infant, but you may want to cover your son's ears. So Miss VIP is up in here.
Now you know you ain't right. Hey, Rob. Hey, Diva.
Hey, Diva.
Now you know you ain't right. You are not right, Rob.
The nastiest, oh boy.
All that nastiness has transferred over to all the other shows, and eventually it might reach our show, but there ain't nothing wrong with that. What's going on?
Oh, wow.
How you doing, Diva?
I'm wonderful, Diva. How are you?
I'm a spit up mess right now, but I'm all right. Yeah. Everywhere. Goodness. So, did you hear the question of the evening?
I think I did.
Well, I'll ask you it anyway. How your ordeals affect your writing?
Ooh, that's a good question, because through the years I've been through a lot, and through these last 5 years, it's been a lot of grief, and then somehow I wrote about that, and then I wrote about never again, and I mean it. And all of a sudden, I should have never said never. So that's, you know, mainly how it has affected my poetry, because I just write out of my heart all the time. It's like, whoa. I mean, everybody does, but, you know, especially about the situations, you know, and never saying never again. And I thought I meant it.
Well, let me ask you
that's
this.
That's why they say never.
Never say never.
I know, right?
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Queen. How do you feel about what the current everything that is currently going on? You know, this you know, overturning Roe v. Wade, and you know the gun shooting, you know, guns, you know, massive shooting. Will Smith slapping the shit out of Chris Rock. You know, what is your take on how 2022 is going down?
Really. Well, first of all, I just felt we just jumped back about 50, 60 years with Roe versus Wade. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the good old boys up there in the Supreme Court. You know what I'm saying? And they are there until they die. So now, so then you wonder how Clarence Thomas even got in the door. But anyway, I'm very disappointed in that decision. And then now they're letting the states choose or just have say on what they want to do in their own. So it's not the end. I think this is just the beginning of things bad to come. So now to the thing about guns. I see where the president signing the law, you have to now you have to be 21 to get a gun. So I don't think that's going to really help things, because you can get guns off the street. You don't necessarily need to go to a store and buy one. So
right.
It's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. And, you know, these mass shootings are ridiculous. I don't know what the heck is wrong. If something's wrong with you, why don't you go tell somebody? But that's neither here nor there. Now, the slap, I get sick and tired of even hearing about it. You know, people do what they do. It's their choice. And then they have to face the consequences.
Yeah.
So that's it for me.
Oh, actually, no, that's not it for you, because you know you got a piece.
I do. I think this is in response to sort of my never say never again.
Right.
All right, well, whenever you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. This piece is untitled as well. I didn't love me, yet you told me I couldn't love you without loving myself. Then it came to me, I love myself when I'm with you. You give me you in a way I have to love me the way I love you. And I can't believe after this short while I'm still blushing. I got this glow when our eyes meet. I'm smiling constantly, and I get teased because what we have is intangible, infrangible, incredible, unprecedented. Because anyone who knows me knows I don't trust or love easily. And I need time to assimilate things, to wait until the time is right. Yet for once in my life, time failed to be a factor in my mind-blowing decisions. I'm incredulous how responsive I am to you, how you crave me, how we vibe, how for the first time in a long while I surrendered caution, inhaled hope, and exhaled happiness. It's pure, unadulterated joy to know I'm truly loved. We laugh, we cry, we can talk from everything, from A to Z. You hold my hand when we walk. Your embrace is bliss, and I want us forever like this. We already seen the sunrise, tomorrow the sunset, and the love I have for you grows daily and will always be reflected in my eyes. And that's that piece.
Wow, people. I think the baby liked the piece too, because he was smiling the whole time. Wow. Beautiful. I love that. Wow.
Thank you.
You got something to say, Tom? Yeah. There you go.
Oh, thank you, little one. He's
wow,
so precious.
That was really good, baby. Yeah, he is.
You know,
he's a busy man now.
You know something?
Mm.
The idea.
Yes. Mm.
You know, doesn't matter how your hair looks. I know Jacksonville's straight hating on you. It's just Clay hating on your hair, basically. But you really got a very enormous appeal, a very sensual appeal that's so captivating. So
well, thank you.
I think it's just your essence and stuff, which is so, for me, it's just so relevant in Black women. It's like you have that. I'm like, dang, girl, it's something else. You know. But of course, I ain't take it to another level like the rest of the epiphany has done. So I'll leave it at that.
Well, I will tell you this: I have curls in my hair today. Thank you very much.
Oh shit! You got it. But that was, you know, both you and the Pearl, y'all really have this sensualness about you guys that just really is just so beautiful and stuff. And I'm just like, you know, just like your girl, you know, y'all need to be out there, you know what I'm saying? And I hope, And I hope that you'll be up there when they do this, where Javi does that thing in Philly next month.
Oh, well, I won't be there for that, but but when they come down to Georgia, I will be there.
That's what's up. I might be down there as well. So. Anyway, so anything else for you?
No, just, you know, my diva will let you know. Oh, diva. You have to tell Roberto it's totally over.
Oh, Lord, I'm not telling him nothing. That is your, no. You ain't going to put this on me, make me the demon and the bad guy. But I tell you what, I'll let you stall a little bit by telling us what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
All right. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my diva, La Prola Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And I want y'all to come on through and play with us for a little while. And we have a good time. Now, the topic is up for discussion, but it's going to be to you guys soon. So y'all come on in. Come on by. Or as I always say, come through. How about that?
I still want to play
for you. Yeah.
I want to play for
Yeah, that part, right?
Anyway, it's good to hear from you. And I appreciate you coming through. And we're going to put you back in the lounge. Go ahead and join Joe, chop it up, you know, talk about some things and play with him.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Well, you know
okay,
what, Rob? Over here we have the therapist's office. We don't have a lounge. I mean, we got a nice waiting room over here. They got a bottle of wine so they can sit back and relax before they go in the therapist's office and relieve that mental stress. So it's all good, right. Though.
Julie made my account correct. 319-527-6300. It is Poetic Therapy on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. I'm going to take a little music break and let me show you where I represent.
Bow wow. What's up, cat?
Dang.
Yeah.
Some motherfucking doghouse battle cat collaboration right here. No, this motherfucker bang. Oh, not cool. Straight West Coast thing. People strip. I bang with the gang that don't need no intro. We run from East Long Beach to West South Central. Credentials to kick flows and rip shows. Dip foes and pimp hoes while the end don't blow. You know that West Coast low mentality. Focused on reality but living in a whole nother galaxy. We keep it straight, horrible, guard the spot. Bang and snatch chains in the parking lot. Don't matter, it still be fine hoes together. Pick about the thickest bitch and I got to have her. It's routine to cool clean, let's hit the show. You know we all fucking once they glimpse the phone. With the satin in my hand, pack the gat on my lap. Cause it's hating when you're skating and your pockets is fat.
Right.
Don't act for a minute like your ass surprised. Just recognize the real way the gangsters cry.
If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. So all the real niggas stay gangsters up. We making paper suckers only claim to touch. By sticking to the strip and never changing up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. Keep it real, motherfuckers, stay gangsters up.
It's going down, motherfuckers. Like that, sound like Battle Cat. And upstairs with that. And the knocking don't stop. I hope nobody don't call the cops. It don't stop. The beat to make it pop lock. Not better yet, cuz the shit to keep your Glock hot. You think I'm tripping? Fool, I ain't bullshitting. You better read up on the shit to keep the Lakers non-fish. Watch out for the friction. This West Coast on mine. And fuck anybody dissing, nigga, listen. Doghouse style, cause I'm a gangster crib. See walking, holding on the extra clip. Now you wanna be a friend, but you gon' make me alone and slap the other clip in and reload. You wanna go toe-to-toe, set my pistol down on the ground, on the pound, nigga, hell no.
I'm a gangster.
cause it just lives in me. And when I feel enough, I guess that's when I'll be somebody. What man will he see? Nigga, don't speak on me. I won't die, so let me be. We out from the street, somebody.
I'm a Long Beach East Side mad ass lunatic. Gang bang, slap a bitch nigga out to get a grip. On the grind, getting mine, ask the homies on the nine. Too old, you know, we still own niggas who talk bitch shit. Real niggas feel this, let's get rich. Under the sun, with the young 2-1s, TLC, and all the DPG. Down for whatever, whoever wanna see me now. You looking like me, I guess you wanna be me now. It take a whole lot to be Snoop Deeper Duh. You gotta put it down and always stay G'd up. All-star shoes with the G apparel. If I fall in the club, I might bust a pair of Stacey Adams. You never catch me looking R&B. I might be in a three-piece suit looking way OG. Blazing the apps with the homie Cat. A rough dog, cause I love putting hustlers on the map. I keep it gangster for show though, low. And always got the motherfucking dodo smoke. For all my lows and kin folks, this is for y'all. Let me hit something, dog. Beware of my click. We hopping and dropping. Nothing but the gangster shit. If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the fun. For all my real niggas, stay gangsted up. We making paper suckers only claim to touch. By sticking to the script and never changing up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the fun. Keep it real, motherfucker, stay gangsted up. Doghouse, something for the 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Doghouse, Trade E, Goldie Low, yeah. My nigga Battle Cat on the beat.
For sure,
busted for life.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
West side. Yeah. You can't spell the West without the ES. Oh yeah, we connecting y'all. That's how we do it.
Do it to
'em. And we out.
See ya.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Poetic Therapy. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my esteemed co-host, Rob Djembe, Poet Monroe. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to join us. We love you too. Now, before I go a little further, I have to send out a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, not only of Epiphany Radio, but of Raw Links. You can go and get you some over at rawlinksbraw@facebook.com. And you can also acquire those beautiful, beautiful works of art for the body over on Amazon. I got my Raw Links on, Rob. You got yours on, or you got to get you some? Because if you ain't got none, you got
to get me some, Queen. I got to get me some.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to get you some Raw Links. Definitely.
I will make it happen.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. So who do we have next on the mic?
We have area code 815 is in the building. You're in the therapy with La Perla Negra and Rob the Djembe Poet. Who are we speaking with?
Hello, and happy Saturday. It's Gina Storm.
Hey, Gina, how are you doing?
Hello, Rob and Danielle, La Perla Negra. So happy to be here. I needed therapy.
That's what's up, Rob. You came to the right place. And I got an extra therapist in the office with me. His name is Ty, and he's about 4 months old, and he is willing to listen. So go right on
here. What I love about infants, children of all ages, is that they may not understand what you're saying, but they hear you, and they react.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm a baby lady. I'm knowing. What did I tell you about being a grandparent? It's a love you've never felt before.
Oh, honey, it is out of this world. It's indescribable. It really is.
No lies detected. When it was told to me, I was thinking, yeah, right. I love my daughter with every fiber of my being. They were like, yeah, you don't have no grands yet. Just wait.
Mm-hmm. And when you see them eyes for the first time, look up at you every time. Yeah, oh, he got my heart on lock, honey, lock, and he done threw away the kids.
He's
and
the
I'm
boss
fine
of you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is. He is, because, I mean, he got me up walking around now. I can't even get to my tablet right now, so.
Look, I got three grandchildren, and my grandson knows he's my boss.
I don't believe it.
Wrapped around his little finger. I swear I am.
I believe it. I know. I understand now. I didn't before, but I do now.
I knew it was going to take them to be born for you to get it.
Yeah, yeah. And he threatened for a minute to come early, but he got here just in time that he was supposed to. So it's all good. It's all good. Yeah.
Well,
would you like to ask Gina the question for the night? Rob, you still there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Yeah. Miss
Storm. Ask me the question, Rob.
I'm going to ask you the question right now, my dear. So get ready. How do your ideals affect your writing?
Everything I write is something that's happened to me in real life. Everything that I spit when I do a freestyle, it goes from my heart to my mind and then my mouth. And I think this, oh, I always have a filter, but I don't always, because sometimes I'm reactionary because I'm emotional. But I'm tied to every word that comes from my person.
I hear that.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
That's powerful.
It's not willy or nilly. Even if it wasn't thought through completely, it was emotional, so I had to just go off the rawness of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's beautiful. So, you have, I know you got a piece for us, and we're ready to listen and let you vent and feel it out. The mic is
all right. I appreciate that. I'm going to do a freestyle because I didn't write a piece for this, but when Adrian was just on, and Miss VIP was saying to the both of you, you know, that we went backwards in time 50 years with Roe versus Wade being overturned in the state by state. They're deciding what's going to be. I'm one of those people that doesn't go to the polls. I do my due diligence from home. So I feel like I have a little more time, like I'm thinking it through, the candidates that's right for me and the things that they stand for. So I'm going to simply title my freestyle, Thank God. There are some times in my life that I feel like it doesn't have to be religious, but sometimes the demographic of state versus religion, the lines become blurred for me because I live in a state where they're allowing the people who represent us in Congress to decide whether or not women have a choice when it comes to their voice and their bodies. Now, I'm not saying that I would ever advocate for abortion, because if abortion was a possibility for my mother and my father when I was still in the womb and destined to be, I wouldn't be here today, and there'll be no Jenna Storm and no poetry for me. So I thank God that even though my mother was 17 and my father was 19 and they were going to be parents, they decided to jump a broom with no shotgun involved. They both said, I do. But they could have chosen not to, because it was my mother's body and her baby that she was carrying. Even though my father had fathered me, she could have had a different stance and my future would have been varied. I don't know if I would have lived, or maybe I would have survived and she'd been answered because I was still alive. She would be so bent out of shape because she had a baby with a man that wasn't her husband that she decided that even though she gave birth to me, she'd have to give me away. I wasn't part of the foster care system. I wasn't adopted. I wasn't aborted. But I'm here. And I know that my life has a purpose. And because of that, I have to thank God for every breath that I take. Because my mother could have decided and my father could have insisted that I'd not be here today. That was in 1969, and here we are in 2022, and women who have been battling that same choice and don't know what to do would think that if they killed their babies, it would be murder because the government is saying so. I don't believe that that needs to be in conversation that you have with anybody other than yourself and your creator. So for me, I thank God that my parents made the choice that they did, because it wouldn't be possible for me right now to inhale, exhale, have a heartbeat that is regulated by what's going on in my life currently. I'm happy. I'm thankful. I've been highly favored and blessed, and for all the breaths that I was able to take because my parents thought more of me being a living human being than just the fetus inside my mother's womb. I thank God, and that's my peace.
Now, that is powerful, powerful testimony, and that really reflects on the decision that we use when it comes to reproductive rights and what the could-haves and should-haves and what would happen if you didn't make it there, you know. But it's, you know, the very complex issue that, you know, I'll be honest, I don't comment on too much, you know. I do have a family. I do have my mother and my sister. They're pro-choice and stuff, so, but... And it's really hard to believe that you freestyle that. It's just like you just have this, you just really off the take. You just make it happen, and you're phenomenal.
I'm gonna tell you something, Robin. Thank you for the compliment, but the reality is this: it's just poetry without a net. It's a true story. They could have decided something else. There would be no me tonight to spit that piece. So I'm grateful, I'm humbled, and I'm thankful. I've been blessed and highly favored even since my conception. So I thank God for the fact that I'm here today. And it was easy for me. For me, it wasn't even like something I had to give any thought. I just spoke my truth. Thank you.
Absolutely. You don't have to excuse me. I'm over here making a bow, so I'm listening now. I love it. You know I'm already a fan, Gina. You know I am. A little preoccupied right now.
Don't apologize for being a grandmother ever. The Pearl Nandagra, I know how you feel about me, and I feel the same way about you, Diva. You're a queen, you're a mother, you're a grandmother, and we are kindred spirits. You know, I feel like poets, we need to be united as a family always. I might not always agree with the piece that I hear from somebody, but it doesn't make me respect them any less. So I'm grateful and humble for this. Thank y'all. One love, one mic. I love this show. I needed therapy, and now I've gotten through it. And I hadn't spoken anything out loud about how I felt, because I'm not a political poet, but I'm a human being, and my life was spared due to Roe v. Wade. My parents made a decision that if they decided not to have me, it would be murder, and I wouldn't be here today. So I'm thankful and I'm grateful.
I hear you. Thank you. I'm glad you got the therapy you needed. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, LaPerla Negra. Make that bottle, Mama. Make sure that he's comfortable and we can move forward. I'm going to be in the lounge. And look, it's the therapist's office. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my glass of wine and have a seat.
I hear that. All right, I'm coming.
See, he's the boss of you. I love you. Rob, thank you so much for coming to space. I have my raw links. I'm wearing mine currently. I'm going to order another because this was gifted to me. So I'm so happy to be here, and thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to vent so that I got therapy on this evening.
All right, so we're going to put you back into the waiting room and join the others, get champagne, or actually having wine, hors d'oeuvres, and just let it all vent and let it all hang out. You know,
I appreciate you. I ate well, and I love wine. That's sweet. So I appreciate y'all. One love, one mic. I'm here for the rest of the show.
All right. Thank you, Queen. We put you one love, one mic. Gina Storm in the building. So we're going to go ahead and go to our next caller for that. This is Epiphany Radio, the Freel Entertainment Network, and this is Poetic Therapy with Rob Ojimbe, Poet Morrow, and Nana LaPerla Negra. No, we're going to call you LaPerla Nana. LaPerla Nana. That'll be
LaPerla Nana.
But,
okay.
That'll be the best one. LaPerla Nana. Anyway, next on the mic, we got area code 424. My neck of the woods in the building. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who we got on the line?
Hey, Rob, this is Anthony Arnold.
Oh, what's up, my brother? Hey, how's it going?
Oh, not too bad. I had almost forgot you guys was on tonight.
Well, you're right on time, brother. Thank you for coming through, man. So what's been up?
Not much, man. Working like a Hebrew slave, and that's about it.
Shit. Can't be doing that like a slave, man. Let's be careful with that, man. So, yeah, I really appreciate you coming through, brother. And I know, you know, you've been working that pen, majorly working that pen, man. You seem like you write a poem every hour, man. Forget that. You write a poem every 5 minutes. You be doing the thing.
Not quite, but close.
Well, it seems like it to be in there. But once again, I appreciate you coming through. So I'm going to go ahead and ask the question for you. How does ordeals, anything that you dealt with in the past, pain, struggle, trial, tribulation, how does it affect your writing?
Well, you know more than anybody, I do a lot of stuff with our history and stuff of that nature. And me growing up in the South when I did, got to see a lot of that stuff up close and personal. Excuse me. And I was one of those people that was in the first group of kids that got, when they first did integration back in 72, that was my introduction pretty much to a lot of it. I grew up in a little small town in the panhandle of Florida, and it was 79% black, 21% white, but yet no blacks held any elective office. Now figure that one out. So I've watched a lot of stuff happen over the years, and then of course, being in the military, you see a lot of things that people don't think actually happen, but they do. 'Cause the military was one of the most racist was one of the most racist entities there were. Mm. And it still hadn't changed. You get the kids, you get people in who had never seen black people, and they tell you. One guy from West Virginia told us in basic training, the first black person he ever saw was when he went to Mets.
Mm.
So you had a lot of different a lot of different things that people dealt with. But it's all kind of over the years kind of just merged itself into my writing, and I've just gone from there.
Man, it's powerful, man. Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that, brother. So, what do you have? What do you have for us on the mic? Therapy. That's it. Sit down on the couch, sit on the sofa, and let it.
This is one of those pieces I wrote this week, actually a couple of days ago. Once I heard about Roe versus Wade, this piece came in its entirety. So piece called What's Next.
All right, the mic is yours.
It's finally happened. Those that wanted it, got it. Roe is no more. But the question I have is, what's next? This is what happens when you don't vote. You all said my vote doesn't count. Well, from what just happened, they counted for somebody. You know who will bear the brunt? The poor, the disenfranchised, those who can't afford to go to the underground clinics. For trust me, they will return. Now you have to wonder what's next. Will they continue to gut the voting rights to ensure their work is continued? It will be on the agenda. Will the Civil Rights Act fall under scrutiny? Are we going to have to fight to keep what we have? Oh, wait a minute. We already do. For those jumping for joy, remember this day, especially when the shoe is on the other foot. Rest in peace, Ro. What's next? Rest at peace.
Well, if Clarence has his way, they're going to get rid of gay marriage. They're going to get rid of contraceptive birth control, you know, and you know, it's going to be, yeah, they're going to be, dead. You know, it's just like you want you give somebody a cookie, they damn sure want a glass of milk. And you know that the Republican Party are damn sure going to, you know, take as much as they can chew, you know. So as far as I know, as far as I'm concerned about, you know, voting, I hear you. But at the same time, it's like, you know, the Democrats have been very lackadaisical when it comes to really represented the people, and a lot of them are, they feel like they're submitting themselves to corporations, the people who, you know, who donate to their campaign and stuff. So, and that's a whole other story by itself,
we could do a whole nother show on that by itself.
Exactly. So, but yeah, man, that's, you know, but you hit the nail on the head, brother. And I really do appreciate you representing and on the mic, man. La Pearl, you there? And the little one?
Well, look, she's doing a bit. I'm sure she.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I was trying to calm him down a little bit. I'm here, and I heard the piece. I heard the piece, but he's being quite vocal, so I had to mute myself tonight. I don't know what's going on. Maybe he want to spit some poetry or something. Ain't no telling. But he's being a little vocal
tonight.
Yeah, you're right about that. He ain't usually this
vocal.
You
never know.
I got him every weekend. But
they start early these days.
Yeah, he got something on his mind for sure. But I dug the piece. I really, really did. It was dope. I've got some things to say about them overturning Roe versus Wade because it goes much deeper than just, you know, being in control of having to say so about abortions. It's you know, about the controlling our bodies, having to say so over our bodies, period. You know, for so long, the powers that be, you know, wanted to do all kinds of experiments and stuff on us as far as our lady parts go, and they really didn't care about what we did too much with our bodies. Now it's all of a sudden, you know, certain folks feel like they're being replaced. They have this thing called the Great Replacement Theory. And now they're scared. They're running scared. So now, no, they want to have complete control over something that they have no right to. And it's horrible what they're trying to put on us, you know. I mean, I'm past the age of doing certain things and having certain things happen. But regardless of what goes on, nobody should have that right to tell you what you can and cannot do with your body, because what they're insisting on is putting us at more risk than anything. I mean, a woman is the closest to death when she is giving birth. Okay, and they want these women to go ahead and full on with these pregnancies regardless of circumstances. And it's not right. It just ain't right. But I'm not going to take up all the time talking about this because I got too much to say about it. I really do. But I dug the piece, and I appreciate you calling in to Poetic Therapy and giving us what you got. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
All right. Thank you, brother. I want to go take you. We're going to escort you to the area there, to the waiting room, and join the rest
of the room. Yes, to the waiting room. We got two therapists' office. We got a female therapist and we got a male therapist. But my male therapist seems to be kind of smitten with my diva, Miss VIP. So you may want to grab a glass of wine. We got some recliners in the waiting room at that. Get yourself a glass of wine and just, you know, wait for the one of the offices to open up, and you can go in there, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby, one love, one bite.
One love, one bite. You're trying to get me to go to sleep.
Hey, it's poetic therapy, baby. If that's what your therapy is, yeah, go on and rock out with some beads.
Get extra pillow there. All right, brother.
I appreciate y'all.
Peace.
Love, my mic. Y'all.
I'm sorry. You know, what you just said about doing certain things that, you know, like you can't, I think you can still do certain things, I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear you say that last part.
I say, well, you mentioned about there's certain things you can do and the result of it, you know. Someone tells me as an individual, we still can do certain things.
Right. I mean, if it came down to the our male counterpart, I think it would be overturned real, real quickly. Back to the way it was, If the government wanted to have complete control over your body and what you did with it, how you treated your body, the decisions you made on it, you know, as far as the men go, I don't think it would go over so easy.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, once again, the telephone number to call is 319-527-6300. And you just got a little over half an hour until we go into the archive, so please call in and also press 1. This is the Home Therapy.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Ray Ray.
This is Song, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
So it looks like he's trying to audition for Epiphany to do for his own stuff.
He has just thrown up all over me again, and he's slobbering on me, too, and just, oh, Lord. Yeah, we have a problem here. Yeah.
LaPerla,
I think I might be to see LaPerla Granny.
So coming up next on the microphone, or coming up to the sofa, we have area code 713 in the building. Welcome to Poetic Therapy, which you will get a lot of love with yourself and LaPerla Nana. Who do you have on the mic?
Yeah, this is Sir Lawrence. How you doing, sir? Hey, LaPerla.
Hey, Sir Lawrence. How you been? Good to hear from you. Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Yeah, I was sitting up here, greetings to you, my brother.
Yeah, your brother. Can you say your name again? Because I didn't catch all of it.
Sir Lawrence. I go by Sir Lawrence.
Sir Lawrence, okay. Thank you, brother. Welcome to the therapy.
Yeah. And everything. I may have been on this show maybe once, I think, maybe. But I just happened to sign in tonight.
Oh, thank you, brother. We appreciate you coming through. So I guess I have to ask you the question, the topic for this evening is how your ordeals or any situation that you have to struggle with affect your writing?
Well, that's the writing in itself, I think. I think it's, like they say, fiction is fact-based. Whether it's direct or indirect, I think a lot of times a situation can stem a whole poem, or the whole situation stemmed the poem, or like a lot of times, a thought. Or, like a lot of time, my conscious pieces develop from research and study. And I run across information and then, living up to the messenger side of the deal. So I think it's all inclusive.
Indeed. So tell me, what do you have for us?
Well, and I was sitting there trying to figure out what the theme was, and then with that trying to decide what to do and everything, I can do this. I've done this piece before. I'll do this piece, and it's a conscious piece, and it covers a lot of ground, so I think I'll do this piece.
All right, the mic is yours.
The piece is called The Truth is Bent. Research studies are learning us to control us
inventing group tapes, falling for the same con game, convincing us to convince ourselves, thinking a theory is a fact. Brainwashing is moral reasoning. Communication is just catchphrases. What is the distraction this time? Truth is bent. Common sense is not a seasoning. Heavy used to be a real thought. Can we look beyond what we've been taught? What will we do after we lose all the bees? It's called satellite imagery. Or is imagery the key word? Truth is bent, and we are the willing hostages, waiting for them to create the conditions, then sell us the fix. Words have sound power. Words are sound power. They can show us a white Jesus they themselves have never seen, but they can't show us a slave ship, and the only thing said is I believe. A red devil with horns, pointed tail, holding a fork. Notice the details. Then they tell us the witch doctor is a joke. The truth is bent, and gender now has categories. You know, like, I'll take gender for 300. There's more respect for a drink called Dr. Pepper, a man in a dress with high heels, the people's sex trafficking, our children becoming the main course. There's a new meaning when your child comes to you saying what they want to be before they grow up. The truth is bent as we give honor to the God that made mistakes. Sir Lawrence.
Wow. Wow. You know, you do a lot of conscious pieces that open up people's eyes and make them see life the way it's supposed to be, the things that's going on, you know. And it's a lot of sad things that are happening in this world because this world thrives on negativity. I've really, really dug that piece. I really, really did. I think I heard that before, too, Sir Lawrence, and I think it was really, really dope. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
I'm here. That I just totally concurred with what La Pearl said, you know, just really speaking that mindset, that vibe, and just really, you know, really speaking that truth, brother. So I really appreciate you coming through.
Well, thank you again, and appreciate everything. Like I said, I totally appreciate the platforms such as this, you know, that allow us to showcase our work.
All right. Well, thank you for coming through. So we're going to escort you to the waiting room, and there's going to be some wine and hors d'oeuvres there. You know, you hang out with the other patients and the therapist, so you enjoy yourself, and thank you for coming through.
Yes, sir.
One love, right. One mind.
One love, one mic. That was Sir Lawrence.
You want your freedom. Well, whoever.
Radio. Yes, we got less than 20 minutes until we enter the archives. The telephone number, once again, the call is 319-527-6300. And please press 1. LaPearly, Nana, Nana, you still there?
I'm here. I finally got him to calm down and drink this bottle because he was all over the place.
Well, hey, that's good to know. So,
I really dig the music that you play. You know, I really do. I'm definitely into Stevie Nicks.
That's good. That's cool. So let me get into this piece, and then you get a piece, and then we might have things wrap it up. In the middle of my bed, viewing healthy creation of black woman magic, some proportion of brown sugar, stretch marks, sagging 44 double D, salt and pepper apple. Ugh, I can't wait. You see, you're up in the stakes of consensual obligation to me. And forget a condom. Even my 50s, I'm eager to procreate. To build with lips, climbing your peaks to suck tips of the gold mine. Penetrating side to side with thigh high, moaning sonic booms and ethereal preludes to the art of love. Riding pistols and large fitting like gloves. Evolving efforts going deep, pump, 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 pump it up. Expanding saturated skies, never enough. Calming legacies, multiple climax at the top, that balance resolution. Attaining concessions, progressing concessions with a mighty ass smack. Reach around, face down in the pillow, back it up, do it again. Who does it belong to? It's us. Dripping on the phallus, libating throat chakras, consuming every drop of the messenger in its delivery from head of state. We're not naughty. We're using common sense. Echoing in chambers of togetherness. Spiritual consensus straddling you on the kitchen tabletop. Get it, Daddy. Is your confirmation overheard by neighbors and the goddamn mailman stone on his route every time he comes by our house? But we keep it exclusive. Our energy, a two-way street. Freak it out, missionary doggy snout in your mouth, metaphor spreading between your cheeks, sitting neatly inside commodities, extraordinary gifted performance, commanding odyssey that keeps us going and going and going and going, never relenting in the size of knowing how good you are to just.
Wow, pretty decent. I like that. What's the song? Made me pull out another piece. All right. Thank you for that.
Man. You know, y'all have an influence on me with all the things y'all be talking about. You know what I'm saying? Especially up in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, I'm not gonna let it go either.
I hear that. Okay. Well. Mm-hmm. Let me see. What do I got here? I got something. This is called Ready for Growth.
All right.
I now understand that it is possible to witness or observe a behavior objectively for what it is, without necessarily being that yourself. And this shall remain true of both positive and negative interactions. A lotus flower grows in muddy water, yet rises above the surface to bloom with remarkable beauty. A diamond forms under extreme heat and pressure to become the hardest, most exquisite jewel. Patience endures time to emergence of ultimate peace. These things all had to grow through harshness in the hardest of conditions, yet come out beautifully stunning, cherished rarities. But just as beautiful emerged from and for those situations and conditions, my love has developed out of a lifetime of abuse, physically and mentally, targeted by deceitfulness, intentional wickedness, hate, jealousy, being shunned and exiled, all from one who claimed to have loved and cared for me. Because, see, I used to lease my heart out, believing it would make the world feel better, one user at a time. And my feet, a simple smile and some laughter, until I started to see something in me that my heart didn't recognize. Yet from these things endured emerged the biggest heart in me. And God questioned spirit, why bless me with a heart always ready to be loved, always seeing the beautiful part of the beast, instead of with one blackened and heart of stone? My answer was that I deserved to be loved. And in time, I came to understand that. But I don't want to just fall in love, because I've been put down, let down, way too long, finding myself be the only one in it. See, I love me, and I'm ready for love. I want to grow in love and have someone to share in it with me. And that's it.
Straight up love. Be together. Have that compassion. Being together and being a family. Like Epiphany, we're a family, and we got a family filled with shows that go on every day of the week. So can you tell me about La Pearl La Nana, about the shows that are currently going on the Epiphany Network?
I sure can. Now, I'm not as eloquent as our station manager, but I'm going to give it a try. Okay. Starting Monday night, we have Queen Simmons and King Atterbury in King and Queen's Quarters. Tuesday night at 9, we have one of Mojave's shows. It's either Fly Speak, Honey Drippers, just one of them shows. The War Council, but you're guaranteed to get a great show on Tuesday night. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sexy voice diva, Ms. Viati. Thursday night, which is I think is my favorite show, is the Get Down, hosted by Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and J. Rob, the Wise Son. Friday night, alternating Friday nights, we have Iron Sharpens Iron, hosted by Anonymity. And the other nights, other Friday nights, we have Renaissance Poetry with Keith Eric. And those are shows that start at 10 p.m. I'm sorry, not 9. Every other Saturday night, alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am here with my co-host, Rob Djembe Poetry Tomorrow. And we are in Poetic Therapy. The other night, there is Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently, hosted by Poetic. On Sunday night, we have the Inspiration Factory, where that is hosted by Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Van Meadows. And then we're right back again at Monday night, where we have King and Queen's Quarters. Back to you, Rob.
Hey, not bad. You did very, very well. And where's little baby?
My baby boy is asleep now. Please don't wake him up.
Man, he finally goes to sleep when the show is ending. But
right, he will go to sleep now, right?
Definitely. Anyway, we would like to thank all of y'all for coming through on the phone and in the chat online. This is Love, not Love, but Poetic Therapy. I am Rob, the Djembe Poet Marl, and my beautiful, talented Nana, La Perla Nana, or La Perla Negra on other weeks. thank you for joining us, and hope to see you again in 2 weeks. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And once again, thank you for joining us. Good night. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Well, it's a group thing. It's got a funky swing. Well, it's a group thing. A group thing.
Come on.
We're moving on, keeping strong. Don't you let them steer you wrong. It's a group thing. We're gonna give you what you want, so long as you're around. It's a group thing.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.